At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay.
See, that's what I wanted. The only reason why I do that hype up thing is so I can get a reaction out of you. That's really what it is. I need a Tweedledee Tweedledum in my way into your little head so I can figure out the inner machinations of your mind.
The inner machinations of your mind.
Dude, you don't want to be in my mind.
No, imagine me. I'm scurrying in through your ear.
You do not want to be in my head.
I want to, though. Just for
no,
this
it would
once.
Crush you.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
It's horrible in here. It's horrible.
No, okay. I'm imagining SpongeBob SquarePants. The office room, that's your head, right? Okay, that's the setting. Yeah. Imagine me crawling in there. I'm a little tiny guy, and I'm crawling in. I'm scampering in through your earlobe.
Yeah.
Not your earlobe, just through your ear hole. I'm in there. I find a little, circuit board, control board. I'm grabbing the wires, and I'm just start moving stuff around. That's what this is at the beginning. That's me in your head going.
You wouldn't last 5 seconds in my head.
What do you mean?
It's like a dungeon in there with trolls and orcs, and it's like Dark Souls, but I'm not the protagonist. I'm just some hollow who's dying over and over and over again.
No, dude, I come in there with the swank and swag of the dirty jobs guy.
Mike Rowe, dude, he's handsome.
Enacting a transformation of extreme home makeover on this dungeon, and
oh,
the people
I
are
love
saying,
that show.
"Move that bus." Move that bus. The bus moves aside. I've got a shaker cup. I pour it out. It's a Mai Tai. I'm sipping on the Mai Tai. I'm sitting.
Dude, I love Mai Tais.
I'm sitting in an Adirondack chair on a porch on a farm. I've turned your dungeon into a sweet, nice farm. And guess what?
We're taking it easy.
We're taking it easy.
Wow, you really did turn me around there.
I did.
You really started to paint a fun picture.
Because I'm in there. I'm in there
you
with
really
the wires.
You really did start to paint
this.
A fun picture.
Imagine this, the Mai Tai, okay. And imagine the sound, the summer sound of the clinking of ice in a glass coated in condensation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
humidity,
okay.
78% humidity.
Whoa, steamy.
Little steamy, but the air is one of those. The air is at a certain point. The heat is at that perfect level where you're walking down a dirt road on the farm and you turn to your friend. It's getting towards golden hour, maybe even sunset. And you say to your friend, this air is so perfect right now. It's that kind of thing where you can't even feel it.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, when you're just gliding through the air.
You have really set the mood. And you know what? It is beautiful out today.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling quite pleased with myself. Welcome, everybody, to Take It Easy, the number one podcast for the best vibes. We're here to take it easy with you today. And I'm feeling really effective lately, Tucker. I have posted two videos
back
in the last month. Yeah, we were talking about this before the podcast started. I was gone for a period.
Margaritaville ends. I want you to cut, and all of a sudden, cut back in. April, cut back in.
Mm-hmm.
You can just delete that chunk.
Yeah, around literally after the summer of 2023 until now, I was kind of out of it. I didn't get a lot of videos out.
Mental fog was soupy.
Mental fog.
Couldn't see anything.
It was like the pea soup fog from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
From Silent Hill 2.
Same thing, right? What's the difference between Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Silent Hill? I can't really tell you.
Now that you're putting me on the spot and looking for differences, I don't think I could tell you either.
I couldn't. I'm looking at them and I'm like, this is the same thing. This is what I'm looking at. This is the same thing. Can you imagine a Silent Hill game in the universe of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Some fucking
same universe.
It's like a spaghetti meatball monster that comes out and is trying to eat you. You're stomping on pieces of toast. Giant pieces of toast so they don't jump at you.
You didn't play that game.
Yeah, but I really should play it.
I streamed the whole thing.
I watched you play that, so I just made a pretty accurate reference to it.
Yeah, you did. You did. Uh-huh. Now, I could picture it, that nasty piece of toast like trying to bite at you.
Yeah, dude. You're breaking in through car windows that are covered in pieces of Jello, so you can see if you can find a bullet or a key.
Yeah, like one bullet.
Which is crazy. Like, in I love those apocalypse scenario games because when are you ever finding one bullet?
Yeah, seriously. You find like one bullet, maybe three bullets.
Like if somebody's scavenging a bullet or for ammunition, they're not taking everything. They're not leaving three behind and in the console of a sedan. Like they're taking all that shit with them.
The console of a sedan, they left three bullets sitting there.
Yeah,
in a
just
little pile.
Like, oh yeah, sorry. I left my Buick and I left three 5.56 bullets in the center console. Whoops. Nobody's doing that.
I got a funny little thing that happened the other day that I want to tell you about. This is really minor. This is minor.
Okay. I'm setting my expectations real low.
Yeah, set them low. Okay, this is nothing big, but it was funny. It made me laugh out loud. So I booted up Oblivion. I bought Oblivion. I booted it up. Emma was going to watch
Some might say you're blived up.
I was blivin' up. Emma's sitting next to me. She's excited to watch the game. She's a big fantasy nerd. So, obviously, we're watching, like, the credits roll up. It's like a Bethesda production or whatever. And Emma kind of knows a little bit that Bethesda's down on their luck lately. They're kind of, you know.
Yeah, you're probably filling Emma in with all of your gripes. Like, she's probably thinking the whole gaming industry is falling apart based on how much Tucker complains about the gaming world. Because this is how usually a Tucker conversation about the gaming thing will happen. It'll be like some sort of scenario, but it'll always go with like, Bethesda really needs to switch up their game. Otherwise, you know, we're going to see a really tough next 10 years. Like he'll say some sort of
forecast. Dude, I probably said that after Fallout 4 came out and we then got a really tough 10 years.
Yeah, but, you know, you'll say like it's a forecast. You'll be like, yeah, we're looking at a tough 10 years.
I'm a meteorologist for the gaming industry.
You are. And it's like
I'm wrong most of the time. But as long as I'm like 10% right, hey, the bills will be paid.
Yeah, there you go.
And the friends will keep listening because they're not going to remember how often.
That's a video idea right there. You should do a weather report for the gaming industry.
Dude, and I act like the weatherman. Like I do a little bit of a character, character.
I think you get a kick out of stuff like that, and I'm kind of getting an idea of where you're at.
I think it's easier to be a character on camera than it is to be yourself. This is something that in my new video I'm discovering is I feel like playing a character, you can like slide into it. You can bring like an illusion over you.
Right. Yeah, and you love an illusion. You love,
I love an illusion. I love it.
Oh,
I really do.
you're like some dude that's addicted, like some dude that's addicted to going to the hypnotist. You know,
he walks dude, that's, up. That's a good bit up, right there.
He walks up and it's like, you know, the guy opens the door. He's in his fucking, you know, satin robe. And he's like, no, John, no, get out of here. Get out of here. You're John right now. John, get out of here.
I need to get another hit, man. Just take me in there.
We've already done all of them. I've already had you dance like a chicken for 40 minutes. I already put you into a deep slumber.
Listen, dude. I just need another character. You need another character.
I guess I can make you like, I don't know, like it, like feel like you're really itchy. That's like the best I can give you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Wait, why am I itching?
Why am I all itching?
Right. All right. On the count of three, you're out of it. Three.
Oh. What was I doing?
All right, John. That's it. Can you pay me my regular raise, or are you still out of cash?
I will see you next Tuesday.
You gotta pay me, John. You gotta pay me.
No, I'll bring the extra. I'll bring double next week. It'll be put it on my tab.
Okay. Slams the door in his face.
But yeah, next time. That is a really good idea. How did we get here though?
Yeah, he's like, please, just let me feel like I'm a dolphin. I just want to be a dolphin for 30 minutes, please, please.
How did we get here? Oh yeah, Emma.
You love being an illusion, but Emma was even before that. Yeah, Emma was watching the thing.
So she was watching it. Emma's been hearing my gripes about Bethesda, the gaming industry, for fucking God knows how many years now. And so she goes, this is unironically uninebriated nothing. This is pure pregnant Emma right here. And she goes,
I'm glad she wasn't inebriated, by the way.
Yeah, she hasn't been inebriated in a long time. Because
Emma's known for
having
a couple drinks.
She can have a good time.
This is something Emma says. Hey, you know, couple drinks isn't going to hurt the kid. That's what I've heard her
say.
Emma has not had a drop. She's like, well, if I just have a shot, it's not like a full drink. It's just like the pure alcohol. So that'll just go straight to my kidney. Like it won't hit the kid.
It's your liver.
It'll be too fast.
It's your liver, you know? Head.
Won't
your
hit
liver
the,
does the thing.
What'd you say?
It's not the, what are you doing?
I told you this. I'm unmedicated this week.
Ted's unmedicated. You better get some goddamn meds before I fly out there.
I will. I'll maybe. I can't confirm anything, but honestly, this is really comfortable, and I think I'm going to do the rest of the podcast like this until I get uncomfortable.
I give you like 10 minutes. But okay. What I'm trying to say is that Emma sees the intro, and she's been hearing me bitch about Bethesda for years. She goes, man, this is exciting. This is like from the glory days of Bethesda. I was like, do you say Bethesda?
She was like, what is that?
Bethesda. And I was like, did you mean to say Bethesda? She was like,
Dude, no.
Yeah, I guess. I was like, that is so far off.
And you've never heard
anyone else say it like that.
And to say such a confident statement about the state of the company, too.
Yes,
like,
yes,
oh, it's from the glory days of Bethesda. That sounds like the name for the demon that makes a kid shit at night. Oh, the Bethesda visited me. I shit it in my bed.
It was so wrong. It was so awesomely wrong. And I have no.
That must have like and like the Bethesda opening screens coming in. There's like a bunch of epic music and like Emma just makes this like that probably must.
Yeah,
have, that
it was like the Elder Scrolls theme was like rising and it's like from Bethesda Softworks or whatever.
She's like, wow, the glory days of Bethesda.
Yeah,
and you're like,
she's got my phone on the other side of the couch over there. I said, Emma, give me my phone right now. I was like, she was like, why? I was like, I am writing this down.
Yeah, she must have been a little bit embarrassed. What's funny too
bit.
Is that Bethesda is like it's the name of a town. Like the town that is where Bethesda is in Bethesda. That's why it's called Bethesda.
Oh, Bethesda, Maryland, right?
Yeah, that's where I think that's where the company is based.
Yeah,
right?
No, I think you're right. Let me look this up. Bethesda.
Which is funny because then that sort of means like, I don't know how long Bethesda's been around, but that might just mean that Bethesda is like a local company that sort of just blew up.
Which I think is why their games had so much charm back then.
Yeah, that's a family owned business game right there.
Yeah, that was like Todd and his employees would get breakfast together before they worked on the game.
Do you think they would ever make a remake of something like Daggerfall where it's like...
I would say they'll be tempted after this one because there was already... within a couple days, it was like 5 million copies sold.
Oh yeah, that, and no, that's this is speaking of games, big, you know, stuff coming out before big games. You hear about it was just announced I think today that they were delaying GTA 6.
Yeah, to May. See your 26, face.
You're like he's gonna say it. I don't want to talk. Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
I know. I really enjoyed the GTA 5.
Beside yourself. You're beside. Well, you can't even.
I can't even say it.
You can't even have a conversation. Like, you are. This really hit you hard.
Well, it's like all of a sudden, like 12 years of emotion comes over me. Because I've gone through a lot of phases to get ready for GTA 6. And I'm at the point where I'm excited for it. Because GTA 5 was cool, but they really milked that cow dry.
Oh, and as if they're not going to do that shit again.
But at least...
You know there's going to be... They're going to be selling shark cards up the walls. Oh, no,
I know.
Dude.
I know. But that initial 6 months is going to be a healthy, full of milk cow. And I'm ready to get some good whole milk, baby.
Yeah, you're going to be sucking right from that udder.
Yes, 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 yes.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I'll tell you what, I think that, you know, Bethesda coming out with the Oblivion scenario. See, you know what? Something I've noticed since I've been playing Oblivion, though, I'm going to just go into a totally different topic, a thought that I had.
Hop in.
Is that I'm playing it and I'm a little bit pissed that you can kind of just, like, a lot of the places are just discovered and you can fast travel to them.
That's funny because I was playing and I was like, I wonder if you can just fast travel to this. And you had the option to, which I didn't because I was like,
So here's the thing. I need to get somewhere. And I was like, you can fast travel to this place. And I was like, okay, I tried it. And then I did it. And I instantly felt like a rotten egg.
I was like, Emma, do not let me fast travel.
Yeah, I did it. And I was like, I feel like a goddamn piece of shit right now. I was like, to the point where I would like kind of like walked a little far away went a little far away with the horse and then kind of like redid, because it was one of those things where I was going to that. How far are you in?
About an hour and a half.
With like just exploring, or did you do any of the?
I got out of the tutorial dungeon.
Okay.
With the king, and I've done a couple little caves and stuff around the path. I'm taking the northern route around the like the lake to the main city there.
Oh, okay.
I'm not far at all.
Did you go to Cabal?
I do not know, but probably not. I'm playing like 20 minutes before bed sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. No. So I did a thing where I did like a couple gaming sessions where I did like 5 hours each. I think I got like 10 hours in the game now.
Good for you. I'm jealous. Once I get this video out,
here's the thing. When I'm doing a gaming session, 90% of the time I should be working on something. You know, I don't have
Taquitos.
Wow,
dude, my
look at that.
Yeah,
I gotta say the ratio is a bit off here, though.
Well, these aren't single
use.
Does she
think you're gonna use that? Audio listeners love you to death. Tucker's got 3 taquitos and then about a pint of guacamole.
Use dipping sauces. Okay, yeah, these are but
it's funny though. The presentation makes it look like you really like to sauce up.
Emma,
your
Ted
foods.
Thinks you need to work on your presentation.
Dude, don't say that.
Emma says she didn't give a shit.
Whoa. I was going to say, don't say that to a pregnant woman. She's going to curse me.
Oh, she's already cursed you.
She's going to speak. What?
I would say Emma curses you on a regular basis, but she's cursing a lot of people these days.
I know, but I feel like I don't deserve to be cursed. I feel like I'm sort of I'm a little bit of a, you know, I love to toot my own horn. And, you know, your mom said that I saved your life. So, you know, I sort of feel like I'm kind of like a
You've
hero.
You've been riding that high.
I have
since.
Been.
That
I
wave is been. Just eternally cresting. And you just
It's one of those things, too, where, like, It's not like you had friends before. You didn't have friends before me. Like your mom, the way when your mom says that, it sort of establishes that she thought you were a fucking loser before I got into your life.
It's strange because I was hanging out with friends frequently before.
I know. And it was like,
but there wasn't this twinkle in my eye.
It was like, I think like she came up to me at one point and she was like, thank you. She was like thanking me for entering your life. And I was like, you're welcome? Like, what? Because you were like fine before. I guess you maybe, I think that, you know, we went on a little bit more like ADHD coded adventures. So maybe you came a little bit out of your shell more than you did. Because you did used to be shy. You won't admit this, but you did used to be a little shy.
I will admit that. I'm
no,
still
you, no,
shy.
No, you won't admit it. You're not admitting it now either. You used to be super shy.
I'm,
and you'll never,
I'm
Tucker will never
proud
say
of myself.
This.
Like, even in the video I'm editing right now, I'm like, wow, I've come so far since the GameCube.
You
won.
Really, dude, you really have. I mean, like, think about it. Like, the what we're doing right now on the, like, doing the podcasting thing. Like, you just, like, being able to be animated and not, like, you know, doing the speaking in a low tone and looking left to right the whole time is, it's a pretty big deal for you. What are you looking at?
Red belly woodpecker just showed up. He's ready for a snack. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have. Cause in this, there's skits that you haven't seen. I'm in a wig. I'm doing the girl bit.
You're really honed in on the fact that you got in a wig. Like, really excited about that.
And my sister was watching
me. Has this unlocked something for you? Do you like wearing a wig?
I love dressing up.
Hell yeah, dude. More power to you.
Well, Megan was watching me do some green screen bits. She was crying laughing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like,
was it because she's seeing her older brother, who's usually this serious character, in a wig? Or was it because the...
Because she said I was so good at it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wait, I'm so excited to see these.
I know, I'm so excited. I'm having a lot of fun editing this video.
That's the best when you're like really excited about editing a video. I actually had a comment on my new video where someone was saying it was like they were talking to you specifically, and they were like, "See Tucker skits." That's what they said. Yeah. Well, because I think on the one of the recent episodes we talked about how long did I last? I'm coming down. How long did we last?
I don't know. I bet that was about 10 minutes.
Probably about 10 minutes. My legs started to like go numb. It looked fun. It was comfortable and I felt more free.
No, you look good doing it.
You know what I gotta do?
What? Dude, you're hopping all over the place right now. Oh, are we standing?
What do you think is gonna happen? You know what the you know the score. You know the score.
I know
score
the
right
score.
Now.
I know the cards we've been dealt.
That I'm unmedicated?
Yeah. You're unmedicated and for some reason you're taking caffeine to lock you in.
I'm taking these fucking weird mints things that I got advertised online. They're like energy and focused.
Dude, that was like, one of the take it easy ads.
And I had like fucking three of them today. It says you're only supposed to have two a day. This is number four. Yeah.
But you were talking about the comment with the skits.
And all the claims in it have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. And this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. So, but what were we saying? What was I? You're got to be the historian because I don't, you know, I'm flowing good and stuff. But, you know, like, joy. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, people think I'm tired when I'm high. People think I'm high when I'm tired. Like, Nobody's perception of the truth is remotely accurate when somebody comments on one of our things.
No, yeah, they're so consistently
people might just
wrong.
Be like, "Oh, Ted's full of joy today." If I didn't fully call out the fact that I'm unmedicated, people would just be like, "Man, Ted just seems like he's taking his medicine today." That's what they would probably say. He's so focused.
Well, I wouldn't say you're focused. You got energy and you're happy, but you are bouncing from topic to topic fast.
And that's what some people need.
Here, I got a topic for you.
Okay.
I got a topic. This is a gripe that I have. It happened to me yesterday, and it's happened.
And can I just say, I'm going to hold on to this topic. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to try my best to hold on to it.
Okay. Here's the topic.
We're going to stick to it.
You're out at you're out for food at a restaurant. This happens a lot at more diner locations.
Okay.
And so I'm going to preface this with, when you're at a restaurant, you say, hey, can I get a Diet Coke? And they go, is Pepsi fine? You're like, yeah, no problem. They let you know.
It's preface, by the way.
Whatever it is, it is. And whatever it isn't, it isn't. But what I know is when you order a Coke and they only have Pepsi products, they'll say, do you want a Pepsi?
Mm.
And I appreciate that. It's no problem. Sure, I'll take a Pepsi. What I do not care for is when you say, hey, I'll take a Diet Coke. And they say nothing. They say, sure. They bring you a can. You're at a restaurant. They bring you a can.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? This is a restaurant. A can? Okay. A can of Diet Coke sucks. I don't want a canned beverage.
What type of restaurant are we talking here?
Because, like a diner. Like a diner, dude.
A diner? Okay. Yeah, you can't get mad. It's a fucking diner.
No, the problem isn't the fact that they brought me a can. The problem is that they didn't even say anything. So now I got to pay $3 for
something
a can
you just brought. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a can. I could have brought one. I don't want a can. The carbonation on a can sucks.
Totally different.
There's not enough syrup. It's a totally different experience. Because they brought me a can yesterday with a cup of ice. I didn't even finish it. Because I was like, this sucks. I want a fountain soda. Because I'm at a
fountain
restaurant.
Fountain soda's good because... And, you know, it's funny. It's really funny. Because... Someday, what we should do, maybe if it's a Patreon special or something, we should go to that spot in New York City where they make the Coke.
Oh, fresh. The old school way. I want to try that.
Yeah, the old school way. But if you think about it, it is really it's the school way. It's not even the old school way. It's the school way. Because if you know how these fountain machines work, they essentially, like... You know, you got to go in the back there and you got to refill the things with, it's essentially carbonated water. And in the process of you putting the cup under that little lever thing, it's injecting the syrup and the into the carbonated water. It's doing the same thing. It's just that, like, a guy's doing it with a spoon at this place.
It's handcrafted.
Yeah, handcrafted. It's
handcrafted.
So you could be like extra syrup or something, like a little bit more. Also, did we talk about this in the pod? Is cola its own flavor?
Yeah, cola is its own flavor, and it was designed because you never get tired of cola, and you can have it morning, noon, or night. Like, it fits every part of the day. Whereas orange soda, you get sick of quicker, like, statistically. Cola is...
Cola? Really?
Yeah, I was reading...
Is it just a slight caramel flavoring kind of thing, or coloring, or...
Well, it's definitely caramel colored.
Yeah, definitely is caramel colored. But like, what, you know, I don't know if I could have a cola in the morning, though.
Oh, here's a fun thing I make. I actually drink Coke in the morning at your place a lot.
What? Because
Ted's fridge will have these little Starbucks espresso cans for espresso martinis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of those iced coffee over ice in the morning at Ted's before everyone's up. I do some vacuuming. I have my iced coffee.
Tucker comes and visits. He comes and visits. He slams through my espresso martini supply.
All of them.
All of them. And then he dreams of a world in which he could have my vacuum cleaner.
Jed's got an awesome vacuum cleaner. It's honestly a pleasure to use.
It is
so
really fun.
I'm vacuuming. I drink your iced coffee. Then with the ice that's a little coffee coated, there's like coffee remnants in it.
Yeah.
Coke Zero in the cup. It's like a frothy... creamy Coke Zero, and it tastes really, really good.
I didn't even know you've got a whole routine that's specific to when you visit LA.
Yep, I've done it the last two times. Every single day I've been there.
That's why
you don't even know.
You're
not up. I get up early.
This time when you come this time, I'm going to be getting up. Allegedly, I'm going to be getting up before you.
Yeah. At least one of the days I'll get up with you for the bit.
Yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Yeah, for the bit. For the
also,
bit
of it. Weird thing that happened in connection. So I bought Ted a nice hummingbird feeder. It was glass. It was the works. And I went to set it up for him when he was like out of, you were at improv or something that day. So I was like, oh, I'll set it up for him. Drop it off your balcony, shattered. So I'm like out in your courtyard, like picking up this glass that just went.
You know what's
everywhere.
Fucked up too? I set up a new hummingbird feeder there and I have yet to see hummingbirds on it.
You'll get them.
Well, it's been like a month now. It's been like 3 weeks. And it was one of those things where I was working in my office right here and I saw a hummingbird outside, like moving around outside, and he was looking around. He wasn't at my feeder. He was over there. He was like hanging out with the flowers over there. And I was like, am I not good enough for you? I'm wondering if they don't have enough clearance from the railing to the...
I don't think they're that worried about clearance.
You don't think they're worried about clearance?
I'll take a look when I'm there. We just put ours up. We haven't gotten anything
yet. Well, you don't need to touch it.
Well, yeah, because I...
You don't need to touch
I
it.
I ruined the other day.
When it comes to hummingbird feeders, you've got the devil's touch.
Yeah, the other day I'm making hummingbird food on the stove, sugar water, whatever. I like poured it out, left the hummingbird feeder on the hot glass, melted the whole thing.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, it was a fully plastic hummingbird feeder?
Yeah. Or the thing might have been glass, but the tray, the bottom was plastic.
If you want, on one of the days that you're here, we could go to that plant store that I really like.
The one we went to way back?
Yeah. I brought a while ago Tina Kitten there, and she got herself a money tree. She got a bunch of plants for her place. And I checked in with her recently about it, and they're still alive. They're still alive, which I was
that's incredible.
That was a big deal. That was a big deal because she had never done plants before, and she was a little bit nervous about it. But I'm sort of like when it comes to the streamer community, I'm sort of like the plant baron out here. Like, people come to me for info about plants now. I'm not even fucking
joking.
That's
cool, because I kind of like injected that into you. I took you to that plant store because you were having a down in the dumps day. I said, we're going to go to this plant store. We're going to get you some plants.
Yeah.
And now your roots are spreading.
That original pothos, now I have been, you know, that one with the little propagation all the way from 2023 is now being turned into like its own full plant. I've been slowly adding, you know, to this one pot. I've been adding more and more little seeds to it. How do you build your pothos out? Do you kind of like put them all together close together in the center, or like,
yeah, so my pothos when I bought it was just like one little thing with three leaves, and it created a long vine which I cut up, and then I reroot all of them, and I keep doing that to make it like a bushier plant.
I know, but do you do that when you replant them? Do you, like, I'm kind of putting them in equidistant around them in the pot. Do you put them like close together?
I don't know. It's not a precise thing.
You don't even fucking know.
I don't even know. But what you got to do with that, with your pothos now that it's big and growing, you got to propagate it, and you got to give some other people your pothos. Had you lived closer, I would have given you some of mine.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a whole propagating factory on my windowsill.
Yeah,
it's quite incredible. It's something. It's something to behold.
This guy I just put in here. He had these little
roots. Those things are, what is that, a monstera or something?
It's like a mini monstera.
Those I've heard are really hard to take care of. And
he's
so
a pain
never,
in the ass.
Yeah,
this is a cutting from Derek's.
I'll tell you what's a pain in the ass for me. My personal pain in the ass is the polka dot plant. Now
I know.
Now, you had put that on my windowsill, but that was too much sun for it. Because they live under canopies. They live at the bottom of the whole.
It probably needs a lot of water too, then, right?
Yeah. I mean, but I just need to fill the reservoir and the easy plant thing.
Oh, yeah. You have those cool planters.
Yeah. What is weird about the plant is that I think it had cancer in its youth. So ever since, it just kind of feels like a weak, I don't know, it just seems like a weak plant. Like, I'll touch the leaves and it feels like they could come off at any moment, even though the leaves are growing bigger and they're, it's getting larger. Like I finally found a spot for it where it's actually growing and I'm like actually being successful at growing this polka dot plant, but it's, I don't know, it just seems weak. You'll have to check it out when you're here.
That
it's like
plant always weird feels plant. Like there's not enough vascular pressure. Like the leaves never feel like they have like enough water in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's weird. Because
like a pothos leaf that's healthy is like kind of stiff. It has like...
Yeah, you get to touch it, you can rub it. But like I feel like the leaves on the polka dot plant are kind of like a butterfly's wing.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to touch it. Otherwise, it's gonna be doomed, you know?
What did you say? You said like this is like my headache or my struggle or something to get us into this?
Dude, I don't fucking know. You think I got memory right now?
Well,
that's the difference between me when I'm on my meds.
I'm out of memory.
When I'm on my meds versus when I'm off, I just don't have a memory. It's like I'm walking this way in life and I'm not looking behind me.
So a problem that I have that I've brought up before on this show is when I go to with Reese's. When I go to get a Reese's, there's too many options. Look at this. I'm putting this in the chat, and Emma can put it on the thing. Look at this new option. That's not my thumb.
Whoa.
Dude, somebody knows this about me, and they sent this to me. Reese's, it literally is just putting anything they can think of out on the shelf. And I'd say they're diluting the brand. I don't even want a Reese's anymore because... It's so, like, what is this? What is this?
I would get that strawberry big cup.
You,
I would, because I at the same time am like, I'm probably the market that's this, where it's like, I love a weird little new snack from like a version of like an iteration of something. I'm a sucker for a sequel. I'm a sucker for a side character making their own little show. I love Planet Sheen. I love the Patrick Star show. Like, it's actually a fucking lie. I haven't watched either of them, but.
So it's funny because Emma and I have noticed this about you. Like if we're getting takeout, like we're getting DoorDash at your place, you'll always order like the fusion, like kooky item. That's like, it's like, say it's a burger place and they got like, you'll get like the weird kind of like new hybrid item. That's not like their signature.
What?
Like four. Yeah. Like we order bagels. You get like the deluxe cream cheese filler bagel with like all these extra things coated in.
And dude, we're like, I love.
You just love like the crazy item on the menu.
And you know what that is? I'm so in touch with my own whimsy that I
want to. No, it is whimsical.
It is whimsical.
It's whimsical.
Like that? You can't tell me that a PB&J Reese's Big Cup isn't a little bit whimsical.
Oh, it's certainly whimsical. I think in my food, I prefer order and discipline.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, you're going to...
I respect good legacy.
Dude, your son's going to be scared of you.
My kids?
Yeah, you want your son to be scared of you?
A little bit, yeah. At least a little. You should definitely be a little bit scared of your dad for a while. I think that's healthy.
Yeah, well, I think I've talked about this before on the pod. For a while... I didn't know who my dad was, really, you know?
What? I've never heard this before.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, not I knew who my dad objectively was. I know that that is my dad. But, like, in terms of, like, when I was a kid, I was pretty in tune and understood what my mom's personality was and her history and stuff because she's very open about those things. She talks about all those things. But with my dad, it's kind of like he's dad. And like he golfs and he has a mysterious job.
He's still got a mysterious job. He's retired.
He's retired now, but he was a project manager for a software company.
That's pretty mysterious.
It is incredibly mysterious. I have no idea what this
like
company
his day-to-day
does.
If
somebody can tell me in depth what ServiceNow does as a company, then let me know. Let me know. Because it's, you know, whenever he explained it to me, what ServiceNow does, I was like, it's like internal company software stuff. It's kind of like, I don't know, fucking Oracle or something like that. Like, But yeah, no, like it was like he had a mysterious job and he was like, you know, he was the serious one a lot of the time. It wasn't until I started getting older and I got into college and I started smoking weed with my dad and stuff that like, and like going on the road trip with him and stuff like that, that like we kind of got closer now. So now I'll call my dad and it's like, and part of that was me also getting older and getting funnier, you know, like I think I was a little bit of a fucking annoying kid when I was younger. I think I was just kind of fucking annoying.
That is funny.
You know, like I definitely was.
Yeah, I was like, probably a pain in the ass.
Like, oh, totally, dude. I mean, it's like, imagine me, but like with less knowledge. Like, imagine me, but without my comedic timing.
pre 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your dad is mysterious. But I think that you should be a little bit scared of dad. Like, I think it's kind of funny when you're being a brat and your mom's like, do you want me to tell dad? And you're like, oh, fuck. Now, I'll chill out. It's not worth it. That was the vibe in my house.
So you want to instill fear a little bit.
Well, mom is, I feel like, inevitably.
You know what's great, too, is that when the child becomes of age, when they start having access to the internet, they're just going to start learning the inner recesses of your mind via the podcast. They're going to be able to listen to this.
They're not going to be interested.
They might not. But like, if you become the gruff, mysterious man that you dream of becoming, this would be like the
gruff, mysterious man. But hey, this is something I've thought about.
Archives.
This is a bit of an art. I have thought about that, and I don't know if I like it, but it's inevitable. So we're going that direction anyway. But one thing that I've thought of that would be pretty cool is the other night I was within the illusion and I was playing Smash Melee back there on this, and it'd be cool. Like all the lights were off. It was just that I might've had a stream going in the background, like Domo or something. And yeah. I was just playing Smash. I was feeling it. I was just having a lot of fun by myself. And I was like, oh, I bet it'll be really cool one day for my kid to be like, can I stay up late and play on the old setup?
Oh, you've talked about this. I've heard this. I think you've talked about this on the pod.
Oh, maybe I have. I know, you know, yeah. It's hard to keep up. It's getting very difficult to know what we've talked about between like all of Take It Easy.
Oh, yeah. And people will get in the comments and they'll be like, yeah, I really love hearing Ted and Tucker tell the same story again. It was like the same story you told in 2023. Great. It's like,
yeah, it's
really
hard to know.
Sorry, we told the same story that we told 6 months ago.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Are you collecting anything right now? Like, what are you? Well, surely you are. What are you collecting right now?
Lives.
Okay, then I'll talk about what I'm collecting. So, since I started.
You lost
having
your opportunity. Time for me to step in.
Since I put the PS3 in here and hooked it up to that, it plays DVDs and Blu-rays. So now I'm like, oh, I can just have like old cartoons and stuff on my TV in here, and they look really, really good in there. And it just like makes the office cozy at night to have like a SpongeBob on or something. So I show you three new things I got. My new retro haul this week.
Okay.
All right.
This is where Tucker's money's going right now.
These are like, okay, this whole haul is like $15.
That hit you like a fucking train, dude.
Waste money.
Wow, yeah.
This is the Wild Thornberry's complete collection.
Wow.
Unsealed. Haven't opened it because I didn't really show.
I didn't really watch that show either. But the show was inherently valuable when it did come up because it was like, what is this?
Yeah,
you know? Like there are certain shows that you get glimpses of when you were a child, but you didn't really understand how to access things.
You
so
want to talk about
show
glimpses
up,
as a kid? Let me bring you to object number two.
Okay.
Family Guy season 1 and 2.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that is glimpses.
Because I would get glimpses of this as a kid.
I
and you'd
that,
be like,
but
it was like 9 o'clock. It would come on ABC or something, or mm-hmm. Fox or whatever. So you'd be like, it's right as you're going to bed. You're like, please, can we stay up? Please, can we watch a little bit? Because, like,
dude, I had that, but with The Simpsons. Like, my dad would watch it on Fox. He would watch it on Fox.
I think The Simpsons would come on, and then an episode of Family Guy would come on.
Oh, okay.
And we would often get allowed access to watch The Simpsons, but then get cut off at, like, the first dirty joke in Family Guy. It would be, like, some dirty joke and be like, that's it. It's bedtime.
I don't know if I was allowed to even watch The Simpsons. Like, The Simpsons were... And you know what I was definitely not allowed to watch? Fucking South Park. But there was a kid that lived down the street from me, James, and he was into metal. He played the guitar.
He was into metal.
And he had an older brother who lived in the basement and was really good with computers. And they could play whatever video game they wanted. His brother would mod...
So these were unhinged kids.
They were just they just didn't have the same rules that I did. But like,
well, I feel like if you're getting into mods, if you're
like,
a kid,
no, they were modding Xboxes, and so that's how I got like Prestige 12 or something in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, private lobby.
Because they put me in a private modded lobby, but they also had like the controller things going on. It was like this whole world of like. You know, I'd go over there and I knew that I would be able to have soda and like
they definitely
know,
got into some petty crime.
Yeah, I mean, it was like sort of just like bad. It was like they were like the bad kids, you know? You know, they weren't bad people, but they were the bad kids. He had a
they're just unsupervised.
And it was such indicative of like sort of my understanding of like we would share YouTube videos with each other, and it was like very in tune with like that 2000. Like it was like 2006 to 2009 era that this person filled up for me. And he had in his room, he had a light switch. And when he turned the light switch on, it would play Chocolate Rain.
Wow. That's
like he turned on the light switch and he somehow had hooked it up so it would play Chocolate Rain.
That had to have been funny like four times.
Oh no, he would sing it all the time.
That's a lot of work for like kind of.
And
a
I never
joke.
Understood the racial components in Chocolate Rain until maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize it was racial at all.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the song was about the song's about the song's about police brutality, you know, and it's and.
Well, honestly, I haven't listened to Chocolate Rain since probably 2010.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
He has a stunning voice.
Oh, yeah.
When he opens his mouth for the first time, it's like, wow.
I feel like he's turning it on, though, because he's like got like this going on with his head when he's doing it. He's like, Chocolate Rain.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
Speaking of turning it on. This
what is that? Tayson Day? Is that his name? Tayson Day, I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah, Tayson Day. I'd love to meet him. I think I may have.
Wait, you met him?
I don't know. I feel like I did for some reason.
Here is my final pickup. And this I saw at a retro store a while ago and I didn't pick it up. And I happened to be there again this week. And so I went for it because it was $3. Check this out.
Okay. Jimmy Neutron movie. Boy Genius the movie. Now that is a pizza party movie right there. That is
a
movie.
I like should watch this and get pizza. That actually sounds so much fun.
Man.
Do you
want
to come over
and watch this? I'd love to. As we roll into the summer.
This is so dramatic.
Do you ever think that you'll feel summer again?
What?
Summer.
Like kid summer? Well,
like the feeling of true kid summer. Do you ever think you'll feel that again?
No.
Do you think that maybe you'll feel it through a child? Like
yeah.
Through your child. Do you think that maybe you'll feel kid summer?
Yeah, you live through your kids.
Yeah. I wonder, the thing that I had such a classic childhood. Like I had two, you know,
shout them out.
You know, they lived on they lived them on my street, you know.
They did.
And we would scooter around and we'd go on adventures. Like, that was, I mean, I wonder, are kids doing that shit where they're like, let's go, let's, are
dude,
they?
In this neighborhood, absolutely. Every single night.
Good.
Kids all in the playground, kids biking up and down the street, kids bike home from baseball. We live in, like, I feel like we live in a place that is so rare. I feel so blessed living here.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Here's a question I have for you, because this question came up when I was on Hughie Cinderella's podcast recently. What class would you say we're at? I would say middle class.
If you make more than $750,000, you're in the top 1% in America.
I'm talking about when we were growing up. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about,
like, our families growing up.
Like, when we grew up, what conditions of class were we raised? Were we raised middle class? Because I think that the middle class has definitely gotten smaller as time has gone on. I think the middle class has gotten smaller, and the perception of, like, what is established as upper class has, like, shifted to being, like, I feel like the middle class was a period, like upper middle class used to be doctors and lawyers, but now that is considered upper class, right?
I don't know.
I think that, like, the range that existed in middle class has gotten smaller and moved lower in terms of money that is made. Does that make sense? Like, in people's perceptions.
The middle class is shrinking. I mean, America media has been saying the middle class has been shrinking our whole lives. And from personally what I've seen, I don't see that. Everyone I see around town in the community seems pretty middle class.
Yeah. How do you think that we grew up?
I was definitely middle class. My parents both worked.
Both my parents worked.
My dad started his own landscaping company right around when I was born. And mm-hmm. I mean, even to this day, he only has like 3 employees. Like, it's a small operation. It's nothing.
Yeah.
My family had access to a lot of, like, greater family wealth, like,
yeah,
extra houses, but we never had cash growing up. Like, my mom would, like, always be bitching about the groceries. Like, I never had any video games. Like, if I wanted something, like, I had to work for it. I had to, like, go mow people's lawns. Like, mm-hmm. we had wealth as, like, a family name, like my aunts and my uncles and my grandparents and stuff. But my nuclear family was, we rented and our house was like 100 years old and we'd had no cash ever.
Mm-hmm.
But my greater family,
you guys were renting your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
But my parents were renting from my grandma, because my grandma's was pretty wealthy. But
I see.
But my immediate family was not.
I guess it's one of those
not.
Things where I was like, I was thinking about it at one point, and like, and just like in terms of the town that we grew up in, a nice town though.
Oh, so yeah, like, yeah. Acton's really nice. Know,
so, you know, it was just something I was thinking about the other day, because I saw this TikTok that was like, someone was saying like, lower middle class house, or like aesthetic. And it was like, these pictures of sort of what I would probably consider to be like a lower middle class, you know, house, and the like the quality of the house and the appliances and all the stuff. And then people in the comments, they were very much so disagreeing with each other. Like, someone would say, oh no, this is middle class, or like, oh, this is like,
yeah,
you know, like the people were all, because everyone's perception of how they grew up is different,
so,
and
subjective,
like, and it's super subjective. But like, So to say that you are a certain thing, like, oh, we grew up middle class or something, like if it was better off than someone who also considered themselves middle class, then they're going to kind of shift it and be like, oh, well, no, you lived upper class. You know,
well,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Because it's like an infinite spectrum and you're trying to break it into three chunks.
Yeah.
So but
I think that there was definitely some people who were upper. Maybe there was some, like, definitely for sure some upper middle class people in our town, for sure.
Oh, there's definitely upper class people in our town.
Oh, upper class? Well, yeah, actually.
There's plenty of upper class people living in Acton.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
Acton is a middle to upper class town. There's not a lot of, there's lower class people, but there's not a lot of them. It's
yeah, there's only specific areas.
Yeah, like Acton's a place that has like designated low income housing, but outside of that, you don't find a lot of low income people.
Yeah, it was something interesting that I was like thinking about. You know,
I'd say we definitely both came from middle class families.
Yeah,
the generation above, two generations above me, my family was upper class, I think. But has gone down.
Yeah, well, usually I think that's a thing. It's like wealth is lost in like two generations.
Well, because my actual grandfather had a ton of kids, so like the amount of stuff that's been broken up and split up and like it's basically dried up. So
I think it's just one of those things where people are just destined, unless you have like some sort of like crazy, if you were to make an enormous amount of money and you were to have some sort of like crazy trust. Like I've thought about this, I was like, oh, because you know everyone has crazy wealth dreams. If I were to like be phenomenally wealthy, would I do a thing where it's like each generation gets this much inheritance to see how long you could theoretically make it last for? You know what I mean? But then it becomes one of those things where, you know, it's like the hard times create strong men, you know.
Yeah,
easy times create weak men kind of problem, where it's like, you know, these people need to learn how to work for certain things. So maybe it's like it becomes like a secret trust that's hidden, that a lawyer shows up a certain day when they become of age, after they learn all the values that they should learn in the current situation, and the parents don't tell them about it, and then they're like, here's your inheritance.
Like they hit 30 and then all of a sudden somebody shows up with money.
Yeah. Something like that. Where it's like they learn values.
I'm hoping first that happens
from
to
life.
Me.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Well,
you got something planned for me?
I do technically have you as a beneficiary.
In case
so
you
if I
whacked.
Were to die, if I were to die,
guys,
you would receive.
If you
want to
help
money.
Me out, here's a fast track to do it.
That's how close
Shoot
Tucker and I are.
Head in the head, and I'll get a fat check.
If you want any doubts that I consider Tucker a brother, is that he has Tucker is a brother to the level that he is a beneficiary.
Benny's baby. I got Nivis and Benny's. I'm married, so Emma already owns my soul and everything else. So sorry.
Yeah, but if I die, Emma can't have any of the money.
That's okay. I'll buy some nice fishing stuff and maybe like a new gun.
Just nice fishing stuff. Oh,
no, like a boat. I'm going to get a boat. That's one of my dreams, is to get like...
To have a boat?
My own boat. Like 17-foot Boston Whaler. Nothing crazy, but boats are expensive. That's like $65,000 brand new.
Boats are so expensive. You look at a boat that you'll be like, oh, that's probably like a $100,000 boat. No, that's a $3 million boat.
Oh, yeah. You know? Just a normal like Boston Whaler, it is like... $65,000 to $85,000, like a little one for like three or four people, if you're buying brand new. But boats, saltwater is so horrible, and boats, you don't, buying a used boat is a gamble. There's a lot, you know. So one day I hope to do that. But lately I've been feeling pretty blessed and pretty grateful, because we don't make a lot of money, and we haven't made a lot of money ever. But we're renting a house, and we just built some garden boxes. I have been doing a lot of, like, I've been hiking a lot. And I mean, for a lot of people, that's living the dream. So I'm like, man, I'm actually living.
This is what you wanted. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, I think at a certain point, you know, It's weird though, because some, like, you know,
I'm thirsty for more, but I'm very satisfied with my current position.
Yeah.
I would like to continue to grow, like, financially, and I want to own a house with land one day.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'm renting, like, an actual home, and I'm gardening outside every day. And so, like, I'm feeling
that
pretty
good.
That
is nice. You're actually further along than I am in terms of access to certain things, like a grill.
I grill every single night.
I think that I really want to be able to have a grill. That's sort
of
what
you could put a little
grill
on your porch and totally get away with it.
I think I could put a little grill out back and get away with that.
Yeah, you could. Then you just run the risk of, like, other people seeing it and using it or stealing it.
Yeah. I would maybe just talk to I could maybe just talk to my neighbors and be like, "Hey, if I put this grill out here, you know, we could, you know, as long as you maybe, if it runs out of propane, you help put money into it, we can both use this."
Propane's cheap. I just bought a second tank. So that way, because there's no, like, gauge on the tank. So you don't know when you're going to run out. So if you're grilling, it's nice to have a second tank because you don't want
to
get
halfway
through.
I'd have to buy the grill, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could just get something small.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was a grill at our place when we moved in, and we use it, like, no shit, almost every single night.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, less dishes. You don't stink up the kitchen. It's great. It's right outside the door.
Damn.
And I've been doing cast iron pan on the grill because it's like a makeshift Blackstone.
Damn, that's nice. Fuck. All right. Well,
time to take it easy exclusively.
We got
to
move on. We got to move on. We got to take it easy further. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us. This was a lot of just, like, catch up and chat. And I feel like we haven't really talked this week
that
much. Well,
we've both been grinding.
Yeah, editing. We've both been working really hard.
We've
so
been working for Premiere.
But working for our Lord and Savior Premiere. But we're about to head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/takeiteasy, where you can find a bunch of bonus content. We've got the bonus episodes. Project Zomboid series.
Emma Tucker reality recap.
We've got the behind the scenes as well, for especially when Tucker comes out here.
Dr. Ted.
You going to let me talk or you can just...
Oh, no. Yeah, you can get it.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. I'm going to record another Dr. Ted soon. Recording another Dr. Ted in the next couple days. So that'll be coming out too. So it'll be episode 2 of my advice show, Dr. Ted. But we got a lot on there and we really hope you join us over at the Patreon. Take it easy. It's the best way to support the podcast. And those episodes are really good. And we're really proud of some of the stuff that's been happening, especially in the gaming series.
The gaming series is going so well. I'm very excited to play Project Zomboid. We're recording one tonight, and it should be out by tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
So if you see that'll be the fastest turnaround yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is coming out on Tuesday, so it'll be out. It'll be out.
Yeah, I guess we're actually really late. That's actually normally when Project Zomboid comes out. But, right.
Yeah.
But I'll be turning it around very fast.
Hell yeah. All right.
All right, let's do
see
it.
See you guys over there on the Patreon. See you later. Have a good one. Take it easy.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.